Hey, Nats, I don't know about you, but lately I've been seeing these big artistic arrangements of cabbages in the supermarket. And then when I go over to the meat department, there's more corned beef stacked up there than I ever saw before in one place. What do you think is going on? Do you think it's because it's...
daylight savings time?
No, I don't think so. Although, I would like to point out that at last my car clock is accurate again.
How about Passover?
No, I don't think corned beef and cabbage is the Passover dish.
Wait a minute. I got it. It's St. Elmo's fire drill.
Ooh, so close. But no cigar. It's St. Patrick's stuff. So what do we do with that corned beef and cabbage?
Well, I don't know what you do with it, but I always take that corned beef and cook it in a nice heavy pot, you know, in some water. And then I take it out and finish it in the oven with a little honey and Dijon mustard that's mixed up together, slathered on the top.
Well, of course, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote will not even hear of me eating a corned beef. So what I have to do is get a corned beef anyway and tell her that it's a poached halibut.
But she's worried about you, that you take the little fat that gets all crisp in the oven like I do and then eat it and it goes directly to my waist?
I have to do that when she's not looking. I have to point my arm and say, look at that, a giant multicolored tropical bird perched in our window. And then I grab it off and eat it.
What about the cabbage? I like to take the cabbage and cut it into quarters and then just cook it at the very end so that it doesn't get all slimed out.
I like to cut it in quarters, too, mainly because that's the easiest way to get that core cut out of it. And I cook that separately and just a little bit. You know, I just like to cook it till it gets nice and bright green instead of that slimy kind of olive drab green you get with overcooked cabbage. That's pretty awful.
Yeah, you know, when I was a little kid, I remember my granddad taking me to some warehouse somewhere in Philadelphia, and a friend of his had what I thought was a corned beef factory. And I wish I could tell you what it was. It was a corned beef factory. There were giant barrels of corned beef with the lids on, and I remember sort of poking my nose down into this huge barrel filled with beef.
Wow, and corned beef brine and stuff?
There were pickles, too. It must have been a Jewish thing, not an Irish thing.
Do you know where that term comes from, by the way, corned beef?
Tell me do.
Corn, it was, you know, the European or British, anyway, word for grain, just in general. And that refers to the size of the salt grains that were used to preserve the beef.
That's all news to me.
Yeah. So now you can win a bar bet, and when you do, I hope that you'll share some of the proceeds with me. What about leftover corned beef and cabbage? Anything to do with that?
Nothing with the cabbage, but I always love to make more corned beef than I need because to me, there's not much better than a corned beef sandwich. I like to take it, slice it, and grill it, and then serve it on rye bread, preferably the kind that you make.
Grilled corned beef? I hadn't even thought of that ever.
Oh, come on. Serious?
Seriously. And of course, you'd have to leave some of the fat on to make that perfect, wouldn't you?
You got that right.
Corned beef grilled in its own fat. Okay.
Tell me, what do you do with leftovers? Do you make corned beef hash?
Yes,
ever?
I do. I like to make corned beef hash. But once again, I have to sneak it in when the L&T isn't looking and tell her that, in fact, it's
halibut.
Yeah, minced.
You know what I also love to do is make corned beef with scrambled eggs.
Oh, that's good. Do you just like chop it up a little bit and then kind of saute it and then add the eggs?
Yeah, you got it. You could also make a corned beef omelet and put a little bit of that cabbage in there. That makes it a little...
I don't know about cabbage with eggs, but why doesn't somebody try that and then post the results at kplu.org? Just click on food. And you'll also find a link to Nancy's blog, All You Can Eat, at kplu.org. Support for Food for Thought comes from PCC Natural Markets. I'm Dick Stein.